B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got a boy, Tom.
Hey.
With a little love.
Yeah.
And some tenderness.
Well, Hardy hates me so bad. Well, wants to hit me with his fist.
With a little peace. All right, it's Zolak and Bertrand.
Where's Beetle? I need Beetle.
Beetle's going to be on with Felger today.
That's right. He's reading his notes right now. Emails. He's
so
emailing back.
We have discussed Hootie and the Blowfish and Darius Rucker at length on this program before. So, and Beetle, both big fans.
Yeah.
As much as I don't care about Hootie and the Blowfish, I care even less for Darius Rucker and his country career.
I saw you standing there. Your head was down, your eyes were red.
So, Zo,
yeah.
I won't even say it. I'll let you do it. What do you remember what my issue was or why I failed to treat Darius Rucker's country music career seriously? What did I say about it?
You said it's hokey.
And that any rocker who goes to country does so why?
Because they just couldn't do it as a group and they sort of died off.
No, because it's easy.
It's easy and it's easy money.
You don't have to think about it too much. You just come up with something.
No kidding.
You know,
you think Luke Bryan has got it hard?
I don't really. I don't know from Luke Bryan. I know that, you know, and Zac Brown Band, look, they're a hell of a cover band from what I understand. You go to a Zac Brown show.
That's phenomenal.
Half the set is other people's songs. They can all play and it's a good time. But, you know, they're talking about, you know, a pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio up. I like that too.
All you need is a song about a pickup truck with like some hinge gate. Like maybe some dog and the dog's in your yard and
right.
Your wife left you and you got a gun and maybe you killed her boyfriend.
Now, I don't know that there's a lot of killing going on. It's more about good times. Let's just not.
Incestual cousins.
Let's not challenge anybody with this. Let's just. So Darius Rucker here to prove me wrong with a brand new song. Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish is now going to start taking his career seriously once again. With a very serious song here that's going to challenge us all, you know, as consumers of art and music, with a song that is called what, T-Bone?
Beers and Sunshine.
This is the new.
Well, think about it. If you're a cowboy, you like beer, right? You like the sun. Like Alan Jackson liked the Chattahoochee.
Well,
way down yonder on a Chattahoochee.
Darius Rucker is not a cowboy.
He is a cowboy now. I told you that time I went to Sandals. And there was a black guy that was singing, and like he was in this band. And next thing that we know, we went to the barbecue place, and there was like all these different restaurants you could eat at Sandals. And entertainment would pop in and out, and they'd rotate, go through. Next thing you know, he's over there, and he's got one of those red handkerchiefs tied around his neck and a cowboy hat on, and he's over there, and I'm yelling, Hootie! It's like, and then bang, Hootie dabbled in country music. I'm like, it all came together for me at that point.
Yeah, it did.
Sure did.
All right, so let's give a listen here to Darius Rucker's new song, Beers and Sunshine.
Ride my horse to the old town road.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine. Bonfire in summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't
no automatic hit.
Than me and my girls striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down in a world all crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on.
Oh, I see.
Automatic hit.
The only BS I need
is beers and sunshine.
So
you can play this at any country bar, any rib joint, any you're on any river in your boat. You people in West Virginia and that with a kneeboarder or a water skier behind you down the Cape. I could crank this on a boat. Open my cooler. I got a Miller High Life. ice falling off it.
I got to say,
this is catchy. It's summer catchy. Put the windows down. Let's go. I'm going to do road trip. Road trip. Let's go to a NASCAR race up at Loudoun.
Is this going on the pool playlist?
It's going on. It's going on right now.
Guitar solo.
So much better than Dave Matthews.
Verse, chorus, verse, chorus. A little solo here.
This is Hootie's his best, just belting. Carolina ain't nothing finer than me and my girl
striking up a little lighter. Just everybody's down and we're going crazy. All right.
I can see them. Yeah,
really don't even get a bridge. We just get verse, chorus, 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 chorus.
Final 2 minutes. Alabama, South Carolina game, or Alabama, Georgia, and we're heading to break. Let's show the highlight of that last touchdown right there in the back corner end zone. Cue up the Hootie now. Go.
It's more complex than I thought because I can't figure out who is who has a better lawsuit against him. Whether it's Kid Rock because he had his summertime song. Is it? Who's the parrot head guy? Jimmy Buffett.
The
first verse, he's talking about flip-flops and a blender. I mean, that's lifted.
That's summer, dude.
That's lifted directly from Jimmy Buffett. I mean,
yes.
So, yeah, the complexity really lies in who's got the best case against him in a...
So a Sox starting rotation.
A civil court. Now the flip-flops are still on. I'm not gonna force Zoe to talk Red Sox.
Oh, there you go.
Do you honestly like that song?
I do. I was going to say going in, I'm like, okay, it's going to be terrible. I expected it to be horrid. It's not horrid. It's summer catchy. Like, it's country version of Blurred Lines, man. What do you want me to say? You got that
country version of Blurred
Lines? Lines. Like, Blurred Lines didn't stick around forever. It was the hit of summer, right? You see what I'm saying? It's just a toned-down country version. It's not going to get a ton of play.
He's kind of got it. You know who else has a case against him? Jason Mraz. The very beginning of that song, doesn't that have a little Jason Mraz kind of rip-off sound to it?
Give me the beginning of that, Tom. Give me the beginning of that song again. Oh, Mraz. Yeah. Blend it. Hell no. Just wanna sit
around and play. I know, you every play. Day.
Don't want to work. Bows off the
dock. Thank you, Artie. That's a good one. Thank you.
Who's the yodeler there at the beginning going down the hollow tube?
You know what the most offensive thing might be?
Hitting balls off the dock.
No.
Because you're not going to lose your balls.
No. You would think Darius Rucker sat down and wrote this by himself in 5 minutes, right? I mean, there's not a lot to it. Rucker wrote the song over Zoom.
Chris Rucker?
Darius Rucker. With producer Ross Copperman and songwriters Josh Osborne and JT Harding. It took four people to come up with that 4 minutes of crap.
Four well, because there's...
On a conference call.
Because it's been done so many times. You've mentioned, you mentioned Kid Rock. You mentioned Jimmy Buffett. How about Uncle Cracker? I mean, how many guys have written the flip-flop, beer, truck, summer... Don't want to work, want to have fun. Makes you want to get in the water, doesn't it, Tom? Makes me want to get in the water.
I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, someone said. Exact same melody and chord progression as Chicken Fried. Thank you, Matt Dahl. And finally, Tim McCone said, apology accepted, Hardy.
McCone's grown on me. He's grown on me. He hates Springsteen, and I dig. I love the fact McCone just doesn't understand Springsteen, nor does anyone really. Because you know why? Because it's balls time, man. Yeah, let's do a little balls time. Let's march around the stage. Hey, here comes a lady with the tambourine, because we're a folk band. Hey, Clarence, belt out that saxophone, man, because Santa Claus is coming to town, man. God, I hate Springsteen. I do like Gloria Days. Glory Days and the Baltimore song. Got the wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never
Hungry
came
Heart.
You Hungry Heart.
This is your hometown. There's a lot of there's
I
a
don't
lot
like
of,
how it's too hometown. It makes you sad.
It yeah. does. Makes you feel something other than
I like Born in the USA. I like Born in the USA.
You do like Springsteen songs.
Yeah, Dance in the Dark's not bad. But I mean, I think people think he has more hits than he actually has. That's the problem with him.
He's really not about hits. He's about albums and concerts.
He's about telling, yeah, about telling stories. Like, okay, we get it. Get it with your ballads, folklore.
This date in show history will be next, and then we have to relive
see
this.
Buffett 10 times out of 10 over him.
This Mike Piazza moment from Baywatch from years ago that resurfaced yesterday got us thinking about athlete cameos in movie and TV shows. So all that on the way here on this Friday at Zolak on Zolak and Bertrand with Hardy in for Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This date in show history.
T-Dish.
Before we get to it, hold on. Janet has a comment on the new Darius Rucker song.
Yeah, hi, guys. First, real quick, I was pleasantly surprised with Cam's interview. But on a more serious note, I think that Darius's new song is Gronkowski's theme song.
Rob, yeah, I suppose it could be. I suppose. By the way, I
do you think it's because he likes beers and sunshine?
I think that a mashup of that and Chicken Fried might be in order, but the songs are so similar, I don't know that it would make for much of a mashup. You know, the best mashups are like, you know, 50 Cent in the Club and Nine Inch Nails Closer. Like, oh, you wouldn't think those two would go together, but they do.
Yeah.
I think Chicken Fried and this new Darius song are so alike that the mashup really wouldn't be that mind-blowing. You'd be like, oh, yeah, it's just the same song. All right, this date in show history. Zoe, we only have two items today. I know that you're going to love one of them. We'll do that one last. First, we're going to go back to 2017. When we announced on the show that Tom Werner of the Red Sox was involved in a new project. Do you remember what it was?
I don't.
Television show.
Soxapil?
No.
No.
It was the reboot of Roseanne.
Oh, my God, that's right. They did.
Here's a story from June 8th. ABC News wrote a profile that said, when the hit sitcom Roseanne returns to ABC next year, John Goodman will be front and center, even though his character died of a heart attack.
Good grief. So,
that's funny. Funny. It's good. It's funny. I hope whatever they do, it's political. Right there, healthcare debate, you know? They'll work that in right there in the first episode. First time you see him, work it in.
So the son's all grown up now. He comes home and he says, Mom, Dad, I'm gay. This is my husband, and he's Mexican.
What?
How did he get over the wall?
He's a dreamer. He's a dreamer.
Actually,
this story is great, Hardy. So how will the new series address his death? Quote, I don't know. I think they're just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Goodman told ABC News.
Right.
He added, quote, there might be a funny reference to it. Chuckle, chuckle. John Goodman died, and he came back to life.
Maybe his new name will be Lazarus in a remake.
Mom, Dad, you've never met Bob, my fiancé, before because he was in the military, but he's transgender, so they kicked him out.
Stop it.
You're damn right they did. See, Dan, I told ya.
So many jokes.
And there's your answer. Mm-hmm. There's your answer. Why Nesson has all these terrible broadcasters on. There it is. I think that's the best way we can describe it. Hardy has headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Oh, North Korea's at it again, Dan.
Go ahead.
How long did that show last?
I don't even know if it
Isn't
got
it still on.
On. Did it get on?
It's She's called, not, the, it's called she, the Connors. Yep.
She's not on it anymore.
Yeah. I don't it like know. Never happened.
I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't watch the first Roseanne.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm not a Goodman guy. Never have been. I don't like
We've Josh. Had this discussion before.
Something about Josh, he thinks he's funny and he's not.
Okay, the coach in Revenge of the Nerds?
He was good in that role.
Yeah, he was.
That's a great role for him.
I think
But like, you know what turned me off was Blues Brothers.
Oh, well...
It's just him and Aykroyd. It's not funny.
That was ill-advised on every level.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It just poisoned me with him.
I think we've had this conversation before.
We have multiple times.
I don't think you've watched any of the stuff he's done in the Coen Brothers movies.
No.
But he's good in all those.
Wasn't he in, didn't he play Ed Harris in Patriots Day? Did he play police chief? That's his name, right? Ed Harris?
I don't think I watched that whole thing. I think I watched.
Yeah, they put like the big eyebrows
on
them.
Raising Arizona.
Didn't see it.
You never saw Raising Arizona. Mm-hmm. I just talked to somebody the other day. Oh, it's Billy Lanny and I were having a long conversation about that movie. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sea of Love, Al Pacino. He plays Al Pacino's cop partner. Ellen Barkin's in that movie, Sea of Love.
I saw that. I don't remember him being in it.
Okay, he's in it.
Come with me.
I'm gonna find a John Goodman movie that you like. You're gonna have to.
I like him as a cartoon character.
You say Big Lebowski.
He's never seen Big Lebowski. Fallen.
The Flintstones.
What was he in Fallen? The Michael Douglas one, right?
No, that's Falling Down.
Oh, I love Falling Down.
Oh, brother, where art thou? You've seen that.
Never saw that.
Flight. Another Denzel movie. You didn't see Flight?
No.
That's a good movie. I think you'd like that one.
I like Denzel.
All right. Also on this date in show history, on this 7th of August, we go back. I guess he was in the campaign. I don't remember him in the campaign. That's a good movie.
Is that with
Zach Galifianakis?
Great movie.
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell. It's not great.
It is great.
It has no business even being good.
It's great.
It's pretty good.
The uncut version is great. Sorry. Yes.
This was Sarge, who was on that day, apparently.
Yes, sir.
And, I guess it happened over the weekend. The anniversary of it will be happening this weekend, okay?
Sarge. But we had to get to it.
So Sarge's birthday will be this weekend, apparently. What, tomorrow or Sunday? Like who doesn't know? His birthday present was from Zoe. Do you remember what you gave him?
Brilliant.
Do you remember what you gave him for his birthday?
Yeah, I gave him the final 10 minutes of the show.
It wasn't 10.
Boy, did he crap his pants.
It was.
That had to fill like an hour for him.
But.
What do you want to do with 4 minutes left? You want to start taking calls.
Unfortunately for him, but luckily for us.
We never take calls from 1:36 on. Rarely do we take calls. We don't start new topics or any new content because the show is starting to close and we're wrapping things up and we have today's takeaways. But yet, Sarge looks at Tom and says, want to take some calls?
Tom's like, just let it play.
Well, he did have 2 whole minutes to fill.
What a ride. This is my birthday gift to Sarge. You're going to consider this your birthday. You're finishing the show. See you,
pal. How much time? What do you want me out at? 1:50. Zoe's out of here. All right, so listen. What are we on? To 1:59:50 or what? Is that what we're doing? Zoe's out. Hey, it's just me running the show here for another 3 minutes. So look at that. We had a good time today with Zoe and Beetle. Felger and Maz are down at Gillette Stadium. They're going to join us on the line for a little crossover? No?
Nope.
They're not? Wow. Well, let's just carry
on. You're on your own, pal.
All right. We taking phone calls, too, or what? No calls?
No calls.
Is anyone listening? Jeez, I don't know what else to say. I think we're all covered for the day. We had a shark sighting down at Truro. My man Matt McCarthy corrected me on the beach there. Matt, what was the name of that beach again? What was it? Where did he go? Where's Matt? Matt corrected the name of the beach, but it was down there in Truro. So be careful if you're headed down the Cape this weekend to spot some sharks. Don't want to get bitten alive. Oh, come on in, Jim. Hurry up, Jim Murray. Hurry up. Save me, please. Jim Murray's in the house. He's going to cross over with me here because he's coming up on headlines next. He is not at Gillette. So how much time left? I don't know how much time we got left. Another minute
Jesus or two. Christ.
10 o'clock?
Yeah, I got it all, baby.
Radio station.
Let's go.
Right there.
All right. I don't have no takeaway. We had a good chat with Brad Friedel.
You love the new studio?
It's like, beautiful, baby. Beautiful.
No wrestling. You can't
do 4 minutes on wrestling. Well, we didn't take any phone calls. Couldn't do it.
You don't do phone calls at the end of a show.
Come on, make it happen. I got nothing left there, baby. Let's go, Zoe.
Extended headline.
All right. You want an extended headline? We'll do one. Let's go. Thanks again to Brad Friedel, head coach of the New England Revolution, who joined us earlier today as well. Felger and Maz are on the way next from Gillette Stadium. Jim Murray will have you again here in studio. My name is Mike Riley. Know me as Sarge. Hit me up on Twitter at Sarge985. Thanks to Tom and thanks to our man Colin over there. And my man Mason Souza. He helped us out today as well. And thanks to all the fine folks behind the scenes at NBC Sports Boston. You guys rule too. I salute all of you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the headlines.
You people think it's easy every day? You could sit there and think you could do this, or why don't they put this guy on, that guy on? There, that encapsulates right there everything he's waited for. Yeah, headline guy, one more time. You know, somebody's out, put me in the co-host. He literally wrapped up everything we did in the day because he couldn't come up with his own content. There was no crossover. There weren't going to be any calls.
I like when he just started shouting baby over and over again. Come on, baby, baby, baby. Sarge, baby.
But it was down there in Truro, so be careful if you're headed down the Cape this weekend to spot some sharks. Don't want to get bitten alive. Oh, come on in.
Yeah, you know what, hon? I'm thinking, what do you want to do with the kids this weekend? Let's go down to Cape and spot some sharks.
Get bitten
That's
alive.
Big on the list, right?
Jim Murray, hurry up. Save me, please. Jim Murray's in the house. He's going to cross over with me here because he's coming up on headlines next. He is not at Gillette. So how much time left? I don't know how much time we got left.
Clock's right above your head, right there. Big clock. What I one of the nice things after COVID and us being on remote coming back, I talked to you and Beetle about the nice thing about being back in studios. We actually have our clock.
You have a clock.
We have a clock. It's a big
exactly
one.
You know exactly where you are in the hour.
That is pure panic right there, folks. That is.
Yeah, I got it all, baby.
Radio station.
Let's go.
Clock right there. There's
all right. I don't have no takeaway. We had a good chat with Brad Friedel.
Did we?
You love the new studio.
It's like, beautiful, baby. Beautiful.
How do you think the chat with Brad Friedel went that day, Friedel and the Beetle? I think it was a freaking disaster.
Probably as they always went.
That guy hated us. He hated coming on with us. We hated having him on, and it got shoved down our throat. Those are days you don't want to do radio.
Happy birthday to Sarge this weekend.
Happy birthday, Sarge.
Mike O'Brien, when's your birthday?
September 1.
Oh, too bad we can't give him the last 2 minutes today.
Say it again.
September
1.
Maybe you'll be filling in here in another month.
He's got a little Sean Connery in him.
Last 2 minutes of the show.
September 1st will be my birthday.
Headlines, Mike Piazza, his cameo on Baywatch from 50 years ago, for some reason, was making the rounds yesterday.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Other cameos. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that.
We're going to do this next.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and for Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Why are you swinging that baseball bat?
Well, I'm a baseball player.
But why did you bring it here to the beach?
Well, I'm trying to keep my swing sharp while we're on strike.
Just don't hit anybody.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Did you watch Baywatch, though?
Yeah.
You did?
You ever flog your dolphin to Baywatch?
I didn't watch it. I know it was Pamela Anderson. It was David Hasselhoff.
I've watched it.
CJ, her name.
Yeah. It's a stupid plot.
I know everything about it. I never actually watched it. So when I watched that scene, I think that was like the first scene I ever watched from Baywatch. As bad as I thought that show was, it was apparently much, much worse.
Much, much worse, yes.
The drowning scene that we just listened to when Pamela Anderson and Mike Piazza go into the water to save the woman, you know what you had to do to save her?
Stand up.
She was in, like, knee-deep water.
She was in ankle-deep water. Yeah. I mean, like I said, they say you could drown in 2 inches of water.
Well, yes, if you pass out.
Not if you're standing.
What a horrifically awful show that thing was.
Which led us to question, what were the worst cameos
this is where it heads to
in movies and television. I can think of a lot of good ones.
I don't know whatever made people think, the people that did movies, and if you're a producer, if you're a writer, if you're a director, thinks, okay, here's a great idea. Let's get a guy that's never acted before that's going to look completely stiff when we put him on set, and let's inject him into the movie to try and make the movie better. I think the one that comes to mind to me because I laughed so hard was Jeff Dellenbach played center for us. He was with Miami. He was in Pet Detective with Dan Marino. Remember when they stole the dolphin?
Okay.
Marino was Laces Out. Remember? Laces Out. Horrific movie. No, I mean, funny movie, but Marino was awful in it. Brett Favre, Something About Mary. Hey, it's that Brett Favre guy. Yeah. I've been thinking about you, Mary. Thinking about you for a long time. I want to get back together. Bad.
Brett Favre, what are you doing here? I'm down to play the Dolphins, you moron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woogie. Like Cam Neely, really good as Seabass, though, in Dumb and Dumber.
And this is why I thought this was going to be great. I'm like, oh, we'll talk about all the bad athlete cameos.
Lawyer Malloy and Brady were in a quick cameo. But they were good. They were funny.
The ones that I think of are the good ones. Mike Tyson and The Hangover.
Mike Tyson.
It's fantastic.
Mike Tyson.
I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. It's phenomenal.
Right.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
in The Naked Gun.
It was good.
But when you're thinking about the bad ones, they're movies that just kind of suck anyway, because if they were that bad, they would be left out of the movie altogether.
Clemens was in a movie.
Unless it's a bad movie, in which case, well, the whole movie kind of sucks then. Yeah. So what's the point? So I don't know. I really don't have like a big list of bad ones that I thought.
What about like a movie series like Seinfeld with Keith Hernandez in it?
Now, T-Bone is a Seinfeld aficionado.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to enjoy the Keith Hernandez cameo when we started talking about it this morning. I liked it. I thought it was fine. T-Bone?
I didn't say I didn't like it.
How does he miss like everything that we watch, but yet he's a Seinfeld aficionado?
All right, tell me, do you like it or not?
I do.
You didn't sound like you liked it earlier today. I feel like you've been deposed, and now you're changing your story upon when you get on the witness stand.
I think he's a little flustered right now.
I plead the fifth.
Speaking of movies and actors,
better than Danny Tartables.
We were talking about John Goodman earlier. Mm-hmm. Kyle has a John Goodman story. Yeah, Kyle in Boston.
What do you got, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So I appreciated the rant against Goodman. So
thank you.
We were looking at it, and we're out with the family at a restaurant in California, and we see Goodman, and this is at the height of his stuff, like 25 years ago. My old man's like, hey, why don't you go get his autograph? So we head up there, three little kids, all under 10. And he crushes us off and acts too cool, the fat crap that he is.
Dick.
We go back, my old man's all pissed off, and so doesn't my brother pocket his butter knife. And so this thing's ended up in all of our family stuff. Like, we look back at it, and we're like, oh, the trip. When John Goodman said, oh, we still got his butter knife. So I feel like we won in that one.
Oh, boy, did you ever get over on him?
55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass.
Send it to Jim Lopp if you still have it.
Number one.
It'd be great if you had John Goodman blood on a DNA.
Number one.
Great.
You absolutely have to send that in. And you can have it back. It's just on loan. You can have it back at any point. We want the butter knife. But how much of did they really get over on John Goodman? Where's my butter knife? Can I have another butter knife, please? It's automatically fixed. I just don't see how they got over on John Goodman that day. And furthermore, I don't want this show on record as being a bashing John Goodman show. I love John Goodman. You don't like
him. I think he blows.
You haven't even seen his best movies is the problem.
All I have to do is see him in the black suit dancing in like he's Mr. Funny Man in Blues Brothers with his hat sunglasses.
That's on you for actually sitting through Blues Brothers 2000. That's...
Oh, with the little kid and the acro. Oh, look at the funny guys.
That's on you.
Yeah.
Will you watch Big Lebowski, please?
I will.
No, you won't. We've asked you to before.
I mean, I don't feel like watching it tonight.
This weekend, maybe?
Maybe. I'll see. I'm going to Cape this weekend.
Everyone here has seen Big Lebowski, yes? Nick, should he watch it? T-Bone, should he watch it?
Absolutely. Oh,
yes, you should watch Big Lebowski. All right, fake promos to wrap up this week's worth of shows on Zolak and Bertrand. Beetle is here.
Beetle's on deck.
But he's on with Felger today, so...
Did you hear about the amount of sound that Felger requested for the show? That's a lot.
I did. I don't know that anyone else cares about it, though. I think they care about fake promos.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Let's do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's me.
Hardy, it is time for today's takeaways, but it's a Friday, which means it's Fake Promo Friday. Brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And if you've been waiting for those in-person appointments, you're in luck. All locations, all six locations, taking new clients and in-person meetings. Check it out at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. We've got to roll here. We got six of them.
Let's go. Fake Promo Friday. What do we got, T-Bone?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I thought it was only the white cheddar cup.
Well, I don't know what to do, but it's pretty good.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Getting a lot of feedback on Twitter. People are picking it up, and they're saying thank you. Thank you for pushing the right direction.
My kid would love it.
A smart food popcorn with crunch berries. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Why did they put that shrink wrap around the pack of fireballs? So hard to open when you're driving.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He is right. It's sure hard to get up and bite it, rip it while trying to drive with your ankles and your knees.
Yeah. Well.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Obviously, we're not going to buy. Who knows if he can even throw a football yet, but major life change, right? Puppy. We're going to move boxes. And, oh, my God. Is it? Can you believe it's August already?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not my finest.
A lot of hearty ones this week.
Not my finest moment. We named the dog.
Bruh.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I feel the heaviness of it. And he just...
Excuse me?
First whiff. In the corner. He goes, maybe you're right.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, wow. The Sports Hub.
About that mayonnaise when you open that jar of mayonnaise.
Oh, is that what it was?
You smell it and that tang in it. It gets in the corner of your mouth.
I understand. Oh. Now I understand.
Hot mayonnaise.
Is this the last one? Last one. Here it is.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Very thoughtful.
Take the batteries out of that thing.
Out of what thing?
I thought it's a musical thing.
It's a bobblehead.
Oh, I thought you said it made songs.
I said it's musical in nature.
Jim's playing that song.
Oh!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just got caught up in, like, the moment of the The bobblehead.
No, high fidelity stereo bobbleheads. I'm sure they're a thing somewhere.
No,
that wasn't one.
Because he pressed ahead and then.
Right.
Hey, sports doozy.
Sports Hub Golf Club tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. PGA Championship this weekend. Got that going on.
Have fun going to Melrose tonight. Leave early.
Beatles here. Have fun with Felger.
This should be a good one. Sports.
Good weekend, Zo.
See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.